Now we'll turn to Bill Resnick and Nicole McCormick.
Hi, Nicole McCormick. Welcome to KBOO.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Nicole McCormick is a middle school teacher, a leader in the statewide West Virginia teacher strike. She's coming to Portland. In fact, tonight she'll be speaking at the Portland Association of Teachers office, 345 Northeast 8th Avenue. The topic is Inside the West Virginia Teacher Strike. Nicole, the strike in West Virginia, it was really an amazing, shocking event, actually, for people interested in labor politics and the teachers' unions. It was watched by teachers really around the country. And, of course, the question was, how did they do it? They forced a Republican legislature, solidly Republican legislature, and they basically surrendered on all sorts of important issues. So give us a brief sense of how you did it. What was at stake?
Sure. At first, it was shocking to me, too. It was very unexpected. I've been an active participant in our union. I've been a dues-paying member for my entire teaching career, which is about 9 years. But I've been in leadership positions and executive committees and building reps and co-presidents, and I'm our current elected president for this upcoming school year. And I saw the same 15 faces at every meeting. And I had no expectation of anything as wild and as exciting as the teacher strike, and really more, and I guess correct would be the educator strike, because if it hadn't been for our, what we call our service professionals, cooks, custodians, all of those folks that make sure everything works properly, we may not have been as successful. But really, it was rank and file, ground up led. We never forget that we are the union bosses and that we are the ones that decide what kind of changes we want to see. So to have that happen at a state level was and is amazing. And I still just can't believe we did it.
And every county very quickly rose up. What was the background for this eruption of struggle from what were pretty quiescent teachers?
Right. I mean, you don't necessarily think of teachers as revolutionaries or someone that's going to stand up and actually fight. It seems that we more often are kind of kicked to the side and we take it. But I think that we do need to take into consideration the teacher strike of 1990. Even though that was quite some time ago, a lot of teachers that were just beginning then are now retiring. And so we had their history, their experience to kind of push us through. Also, just labor history in West Virginia. You learn that as a child. Blair Mountain and Matewan and all of those struggles and people taking up arms to fight for their lives and that of their children. But really, it was, I think, desperation was the biggest factor. People, they realized that they could not afford to stay. That
I mean, to afford to stay in the state because wages were so low and higher in other places.
Right. You can go to any neighboring state and make at least a couple $1,000s more. Now, I mean, I know that you have to take into account the cost of living, but even with that, you still will make more money, even with, you know, increased living expenditures. But the biggest issue was we had taken a pay cut the last 3 years because our health care costs had continually risen, and our salary is stagnant, and these supposed yearly increases because of your time served in the public school system, it wasn't enough. And we were looking down the barrel of even more drastic cost increases to our state health care. So it was a kind of a do-or-die situation.
Nicole, you'll be talking about that in a lot more detail at the meeting tonight at 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Portland Association of Teachers Hall, which is on Northeast 8th Street, four blocks north of Burnside. Nicole, let's talk about a few things that might not touch on tomorrow night. Your strike was so important, and your strike was unusual in that in West Virginia, the teachers struck not only for themselves or for other school personnel, but for all other state employees. Tell us about how you made that decision.
Sure. Whenever that, two of my friends, Jay and Emily, created our secret Facebook page, which was really the platform that we communicated on, it actually started out as West Virginia Public Teachers United. And that was in probably August or September of 2017, and there was about 30 people on there, I think. Whenever that PEIA, which is the Public Employees Insurance Agency, which covers all state workers, unless that your spouse has access to a different health care plan, that is your health insurance. The end. There is no other choice. So we quickly realized whenever the PEIA put out their new plan for how they were going to get their money to cover our health costs, and that would probably be in October of 2017, that we needed more people to be involved in this fight, because the teachers and the school personnel were in the minority. There were fewer of us than the rest of the West Virginians that were on this. So we need to really be united. And this was something that concerned all of us. And if we wanted to have any chance in really making effective change, that we had to involve other people. So we changed the name to West Virginia Public Employees United. And we went from 30 people in September to a little over 24,000 people now currently. And even though that may not sound like many people, there are only 1.8 million people in the entire state of West Virginia, and there are only 20,000 teachers in the entire state. So we're very proud of how many people are active participants and still are participating in the conversation on how we are going to hopefully permanently fix our healthcare system or get it to a point to where that it can sustain itself and we can stay in West Virginia and serve the public, the people, the children of West Virginia.
One final issue, Nicole McCormick, one of the leaders of the West Virginia strike, started apparently with a secret Facebook page that teachers went to in droves, and suddenly it erupted. Tell us about Mercer County. It's a poor county. It's in southeast West Virginia. I looked at the figures. It's older. It's 90% white, 6% black, and then there are some others. Less than 1% Hispanic. A very old white county. 75% of voters were Trump voters. 20% went to Hillary. This is a, looks like a conservative group. And yet, all of those people who voted for Trump, they were also supporting you, is my sense. How did that happen?
Well, I think kind of a multifold. You mentioned the secret Facebook group. And myself and my husband, who is also a teacher, we helped by moderating the page with a slew of other people that worked in the education system. With those connections, with those conversations that were had online and those ideas that came from other counties, we were able to also use those ideas in our county. We had in-person conversations. We connected with community members, whether those be parents or churches, whenever that we were trying to make sure that our children had meals that they could eat while we were potentially going to be out. We had informational pickets. We had a town hall where we invited local elected officials, parents, community members in general to listen to what they had to say, to what we had to say, to see if we could come up to some kind of ideas on how to fix the issues. But I think that anyone that is a public servant, you have a built-in connection with the people that you serve. Most of us, whenever that we choose the job that we do, we know we're not going to be wealthy in any sense of the word, but we also want to make a difference in our community. We want to lift up people. And with that means that a lot of times you have to personally sacrifice. You sacrifice your time, you sacrifice your money, your energy, sometimes your health. And I feel like that people notice that, whether they say it a lot or not, they do. So when we were on the picket line, you know, we had parent-teacher organizations bringing us food and ponchos and hand warmers and coffee, and that was because that we served their children. And that's not unique to West Virginia.
It happened in Portland, actually, a couple of years ago, a very interesting strike. I'm sure you're going to hear about it, Nicole McCormick. In fact, this evening, and on Monday evening at 7, Nicole's going to be speaking at Portland Association of Teachers Hall at 345 Northeast 8th. Nicole, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to be there.
Yes, it'll be really good. Thank you.
I gave you all I had to give, my love, my time, I couldn't give the life I live. That can't be right, I never thought that this could be. For you and me, the scenes of fate I couldn't see, the song I'd never